All right, folks, time for your five keys to a Jaguars victory on Sunday in Indianapolis. And let's start with doing what the Patriots did. They ran for 244 yards. Jonas Gray, of all people, averaged better than 5 yards per carry. They grounded out. They took away Indianapolis' time on the field. That's what they need Denard Robinson to do. He's having a good last 5 weeks. The Jaguars need to run the ball with dominance on Sunday against Luck and the Indianapolis Colts, which brings us to key number two. You got to get lucky. This guy can carve up anybody. He's got 8 straight games with at least 300 yards passing, which means the ball is going to be in the air, which means there's going to be an opportunity for an interception, a turnover, a takeaway. If you want to beat Luck and the Colts, especially in Indy, you got to get lucky with takeaways. The Jags need them. You got to be special on special teams. Look, it just hasn't been good enough, period. Blocked field goals, blocked punts, muffed punts, missed opportunities. They've got to be better, and that's this guy in particular, Ray Sanders, who showed us just a glimpse of his big play ability. The Jags have got to be special, not poor, on special teams. They got to tackle someone. Look, early in the year, tackling was a problem. Then it got better, and then it got worse. The Jaguars have got to tackle Trent Richardson. He's a power runner. They got to tackle Kobe Fleener. He is a very elusive tight end, and they've also got to find a way to get on T.Y. Hilton. When you get him, tackle him. Brings us to the final thing. Look, this guy has shown us a lot so far this year. He's had his ups and downs and all of that, but when the moment is there, he needs to seize it. That's what the Jaguars need to see over the final 6 weeks. That time where the game is on the line and Bortles delivers the big play to win the game instead of the interception. Those are your five keys to a Jaguars win. Have a great weekend.